Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today, I'm in here, and I'm not going to say it with the right amount of Raza swag on it.
Raza, homie.
Compa Radar.
Compa Radar, fool. What's up, Pat Riggs? Reporting live right here, No Jumper, fool. What's cracking, homie? The first fool from Sanford in here, dog.
If I were to say it the way that I read it, I would be like, this is an interview with Compa Radar. Raid her.
Raid her, dog. You know why they call me Raider, fool?
Why? You're a Raider.
No. You either love the Raiders or you hate them. That's exactly what it is with me. You either love me or hate me.
I'm on the other side.
I don't give a f- about football.
I don't even have one. I've almost.
Do you like the Raiders?
I feel like I've almost never even thought about them. To me, it's just a logo. No, I don't care. It's just a logo.
You don't like me already.
You want to know something? You growing up in New Hampshire, they would warn you. Raiders. That's gang gear. You don't. If you wear that, you're like a gang member, even in New Hampshire, apparently.
Look, fool. If you ask someone, hey, you like the Raiders? If it's Raider Nation, they'll be like, hell yeah, Raiders! Or, the Raiders! Whoa. So it's always like that. That's how it is with me.
I feel like I don't hear about the Raiders.
Oh, see,
but
we got a Raider hater right here.
I don't watch sports. I don't play football.
Yeah, I don't care about football either.
I watch the Super Bowl every year.
Did you like the Super Bowl?
I was in Puerto Rico. I couldn't understand what they were talking about. The announcers, they were speaking Spanish. I didn't know what they were talking about. So being that I also don't know how to play the game, I couldn't really follow along at all.
So you don't follow football?
No.
You don't follow? Yeah.
I mean,
I don't care about football.
I actually really don't even know what they're doing out there.
For real?
Looks very confusing. They're like, oh, a 5-yard penalty. I'm like, as soon as they start talking about that, I'm like, what?
You throw flags everywhere.
A 5-yard penalty? Why? Like, this is too complicated.
I'm a red flag. That's what every girl says about me. Every girl's a bag of chips, and they all say that I'm a red flag.
I think the proper way to use it would be you're not a red flag, but you have red flags, or there flags.
He's already rating me, dog.
I'm just saying, like, it's not you're not the red flag. Like, you have. Did you steal the drink?
I saw it from Señor Sushi, dog.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
But that's your spot, right?
Yeah, that's my spot. Yeah, blessed. Yeah, I've been grinding hard.
That looks like you just stole.
You gotta
that
come,
out
Cope.
Of...
I fed your whole team food. I feel bad. Look, let's start this. So this is our second
attempt.
A second attempt, and I thank God. Thank you, Jesus Christ. We love you, God. That this happened. So I came and fed the whole team because you don't feed them, obviously. They all were hungry, fool.
We have plain Lays.
They were hungry as
We have fool. Oatmeal packets.
He cheats them like a bag of chips.
Sometimes we have these little chocolate mushrooms.
Oh.
Choco rooms.
Shroomed out, fool. But they were hungry, fool. They all look skinny, like they're all fasting.
Some of them are skinny.
Hey, this fool's on a strict diet. Why, fool?
Because I'm fat right now.
No, you're not.
I'm 225.
This, you know what it is?
I can't be above 215.
I'm trying to lose weight too, fool, because I seen what Drake did, the Drake shake. So I know if I lose that weight, dog, I'll probably be, my shit will look bigger.
But he lost, you're talking about the Drake. Oh. He lost weight because he went and got lipo. I mean, I'm sure he died with this shit too, but he did. He got lipo at one
point. Real? So that six-pack is fake?
It's not fake, but they suck some of the fat out.
Oh, shit. Because I remember you saying that. I seen a clip of you saying that he was packing.
And then it came out and everybody saw it and they found out I was not lying.
That's funny. Why are you bull talking, fool?
I'm the inspector. Anyway, bro, I had a girl show me like the crazy ass Drake pic that nobody's ever seen.
I know. That's a clip I seen.
Yeah.
That's a clip. But so she just said, hey, look at this. Yes. Is that plug talk?
No, this is what
I walk into the room.
My girl is sitting there with this girl, and they both are looking at her phone, and then my girl looks up, sees me walking towards her, and she goes, oh, my God, put it away. He's going to get way too excited. I'm like, what is
it? Whoa.
And the other girl is like, it's Drake's you want to see? And
I'm like, hell yeah. Was he circumcised?
I don't think so.
Oh,
well, I think he is. I think he got mushroom head.
Circumcised, I kind of a clean fade, homie.
But when it's hard, you can't really tell if it's circumcised. Right? I don't know.
So you pull it back, I guess. But my shit's clean.
I didn't pull it back.
I have a clean fade, homie.
Yeah,
shit's a clean fade.
I have a not-so-clean fade.
Why'd you cut it, fool?
I just wanted to get in touch with my skinhead side, I guess, you know?
Oh! You know? Sephora L. Picker, what? Huh?
Is that who I should click up with?
I think so. You fit in, fool.
I don't know.
You fit in. I actually got my head tatted by Abel Rocha, fool.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, because I thought I was going bald.
See, I keep thinking about doing that so I could basically make myself look like I have more
Bart
hair.
Simpson or Lisa Simpson.
But if I have it like tattooed like full color all the way in the front, then it'll be like harder to tell exactly what's going on.
If you get like a little dick hole right here and then get like the rim.
A dick hole?
Yeah, you have like a dickhead.
And then I just get like a giant urethra on the top of my head.
There you go. That'll be like sick.
Yeah, that's one way to think about it.
Nah, just kidding.
All right, so let's talk about what happened this day. I'm gonna explain to you what
my side of the story, because there's three sides of the story, dog.
Let me tell you.
Because you fucked up today, dog. You're late, homie.
No, I'm not. I was doing another interview. Dog. You got to get here on time. Then if my other interview goes long. We accommodate that. All right, but let me tell you.
Let's get to it, dog.
It was my last day before I went to Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And I had three interviews set up, and I think it was like 2, 4, 6.
Okay.
And the thing was is that I had to be home at 8 or like 8:30
to watch my kid.
I had to be home be on daddy duty. All right. So the 2 o'clock one, I'm like 5-10 minutes late, so I'm tripping because I don't like to ever be late to interviews. I show up late, 10 minutes late. I realize you're not here. I'm like, what the f***? Then you're like an hour late. So that I had to end it because I couldn't, like, I only have so many hours in the day. So I was like, I can't do it. If you're going to be an hour late, I can't do it. We got to reschedule.
Well, I was so, all right, let's talk about it.
And then you showed up anyway and you gave a pound of weed to the security and you allegedly cried.
Okay.
Not to take anything away from you as a man. You said you cried. Now he's laughing. Through the tears.
I'm not crying today. Okay, so listen. So that day I was happy as fool. All right, cool. I wake up. And I came from like a semi bender, right? I'm the bender king. If you guys don't know me, I'm a bender king.
What are you doing? Coke? Alcohol?
I do everything, dog. When we're in a bender, we do everything, dog. Okay. But anyway, so look, which was Thursday at a Rowdy Racks interview. I had it, boom, Talking Trash Podcast, boom. We did it, boom, boom. So I started drinking. And one thing about me, I'm an extremist. So if I have one drink, that's it. Like right now, for sure, it's a start of a bender.
That's alcohol?
No.
It looks like water.
Yeah, it's water.
Okay.
It's water.
So but you're I'm going saying, on a water
but
bender?
I'm excited, fool, because I'm the first fool from San Fernando, dog. Right here, no jumper, dog. I made it, dog. And
we had Lefty Gunplay like a month ago.
Yeah, I know, dog. It's the boy.
And I'm sure there's a bunch of other ones, too.
Hey, fool, we got to talk about that one, too. But look, listen. So that day, fool, I was like, all right, cool. I woke up the day of June jumper. I woke up. All right, fool. Boom. I took a fucking Adderall. Boom. I'm like, all right, fool, because I was already like kind of fucked up. All right, boom. So I start driving down here, right? With the number one spender. You know, you interviewed him, right? Whatever.
Ruby Rose is number one spender for the people out there who can't believe that's... Like, why were you hanging out with him?
Well, I was with some girl that day that I don't want to say too much, but he gave me a ride.
You were buying...
No, I don't pay for...
He was buying you...
Hey, he does pay for...
Ruby Rose's, at least.
But if he spends his money the way he spends his money, that's him, dog. So anyways, I'm over here going here. I'm happy as this fool texts me. Hey, fool, I'm a little late. And I was like, all right, cool. I'm doing an interview with the LA Times?
Yeah, yeah. Or I was doing like a phone interview with the LA Times.
You should have said. So I was like, oh, hell yeah. Fool, I'm going to go get my chains. I'm going to go get some packs for you because I wanted to bless you. Well, I still bless this fool. Ungrateful ass food, you know what I mean? Nah. So I'm gonna go get my shit and everything. And then he's like, hey, you know what? It's off. I was like, what the f? What do you mean it's off?
I was stressing being 10 minutes late to my own interview, like my own spot, everything. Yeah. I was stressing being 10 minutes late.
But when you were
gladly an hour late.
No, not gladly, for I was coming to bless you. And I still bless them.
I think you just
and
like.
And the fire is off. Oh, did you smell it? Did you smoke it or you sold it?
It's being rolled up right now. If I sold it, that would be ill.
Yeah, sell that shit, dog. That was for you because, honest to God, when he said no, and I still came. He said no. I came. They let me in. I'm like, damn, this fool's really not here because I wanted to, you know, kiss his ass.
Was here. I was just in my
office. Oh, he was hiding, dog.
I was in my office. I didn't even know. I didn't know you were here.
I wanted to kiss his ass, fool. Pause. So whatever. Boom. Not like that, fool. Don't get excited, homie. Please don't get excited.
Excited is maybe not the word I would use, but yeah.
Anyways, he cancels me, fool. He says no. I'm like, oh, I was like, damn, dog, I really missed my shot.
But you're saying like I canceled you as if I didn't, like, it was canceled because I didn't have enough time in the day at that point because you showed up way late.
No, I know. I was just seeing it from my point of view, and I was like, damn, fool, I really fucked my shot up. So I go to the bathroom, and I kind of a little teared up, like, damn, fool, I really fucked up, whatever. You know what, fool? Fuck you, fool. I started a bender off that. I was also depressed, and I got all fucked up. And I started partying.
Keep in mind, this story started with you on a bender, so I don't feel like responsible.
No, it was like a semi-bender.
I believe you that it was extended because of me, but
100%. So boom, and then fast forward in the bender, I get a text. Okay, these dates. I'm like, oh shit, hell yeah! So you like made my day and fucked my day up for 2024. Like, you did it in the same day, dog. Not even a girl's done that to me.
I didn't do anything. You were late.
He broke my heart.
I had to not do the interview because I only had enough time to do two interviews that day, and you were super late, so I just did the other two.
Can I ask you, like, why you gave me a chance? And I appreciate it. Thank you.
I mean, you keep asking. And then also, like, I had a few people recommend you.
I did, fool. We're going back and forth in the DMs. Like, hey, what's up, fool? Like, no, we can't. You're late. Come on, fool. Like, no, you're not. No. Like, we're just, like, going back and forth, like, please.
I also feel like I'm on kind of like a Raza reparations plan right now where I'm trying to make good with the community that.
Yeah, what's up,
I don't know. Like, a lot of them seem like they love me. A lot of them seem like they feel like I'm, like, going out of my way to offend them.
No. You know what? When I seen you say, like, hey, I got an Edgar for Lefty Gun playing, when you said all that.
I got an Edgar.
I took
His name is Wheels.
Oh, you got someone already?
Yeah, you know Wheels?
I don't know.
You don't know Wheels?
I don't know Edgar's pie. The only Edgar I know, the king of all Edgars, big head smokes.
I'm scared he's to even right say there, Wheels' dog. Name because he's so serious. You guys know Wheels?
No. Listen, when you said that, I took it as funny, as comical, because he just, the Edgar.
I was looking around.
I know. I seen that because the internet, like, you got to watch what you say because in the YouTube yarda or the internet yarda, it's like, there's no, I don't know.
I said some shit while I was in Puerto Rico, fresh off
the
plane.
What did you say? I said something about it.
I was like, yo, I can't beef with Lefty Gunplay because I've been informed that the prison politics say that the Raza got to handle Raza business and that the white boys got to handle white boy business. So I can't beef with him, which obviously I don't actually have a reason to beef with
him. No, but if you get busted, you'll be a Southsider, right?
I haven't decided yet. It depends how good
the
woods
are
looking. Busted?
Like you got in kind of jail. Ever in your life?
24 hours, New York City, downtown.
What did you do for you?
I was at a party and this bitch was throwing bottles out the window.
So what did you do? Why are you in jail?
The cops stormed up into the apartment and they arrested all 12 of us. I told all the homies not to rat on the homies not to rat on the girl. I was like, they're not going to arrest all 12 of us.
Oh, okay.
They definitely arrested all 12 of us. So I was in jail for like 24 hours, and that was it. I had to go to court once or twice, and it was over. I got no criminal record. Cops pull me over. They figure out I got a criminal record. It's like I don't even exist. So they just forget about it. They move on.
Because you're white, fool.
Nah.
Yes, you got that white privilege.
But if they pulled me over and I had a murder conviction, the whiteness would no longer matter. It's the whiteness plus the no criminal record. Anyway, my video, I said,
okay, yeah,
because I'm white, I can't beef with Lefty. So I am looking for a young, talented, possibly Edgar-wearing
Mexican. But why'd you say
dude.
Edgar? Why'd you say Edgar?
Just being funny.
Oh, yeah, see, exactly,
but
right?
This is the thing is, I'm pretty sure like him or his team hit up Lupe, who's my Mexican godmother. They hit up Lupe. And they, like, I think were actually concerned that I was going to start, like, some crazy shit because they thought I was going to go get a northerner and, like, train him to be my fucking dude who's going to be with him or something. Obviously, I was fucking joking around. I thought they were going to just get the joke right away. But they spoke to Lupe. I think that's
so what happened after that?
Nothing.
You got all scared home.
Lupe told them he's just fucking around.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that was the end of it.
Oh, so it's dead. It's a dead issue.
I don't even think most people know about this. A couple of the food pages picked up on us.
I seen it right away.
Yeah.
Fool, everything you do, you go viral, fool.
You have like notifications for every food page. There's like 17 different food pages you got notifications on.
Hey,
for.
There is a food page every day being born.
That is the Florida Foos.
Shout out to Florida Foos.
Shout out to the Florida Foos. I didn't even know.
Do you think they're for Florida?
Are there Mexicans in Florida? I'm pretty sure it's like Puerto Ricans and Cubans, right?
Ooh, imagine it's something.
But do those count as foos down there? I mean, basically, right?
That's a good question. I feel like that. Hey, fools, you got to show your face, dog. Huh, right?
The food pages?
Yeah. Or nah?
I mean.
You know why I started showing my face? I didn't want to show my face, fool. When this whole weed thing, when it went legal, and I've been always trapping, Trippy Red burned me out.
Why? How?
Because I got a shout out from Cali Plug, right? So I got a shout out from Cali Plug from the weed thing, right? Boom.
You hit him up on Snapchat and paid him to shout you out. Yeah,
so how
he told me about that. He said he made millions off that.
Oh, no.
Not you specifically, but.
No, he did make money. He made a lot of money.
He said he made millions.
So, like, let's go.
50 story. Million or some shit he said.
50 million?
I think he said, like, some insane number like that.
Well, honest to God, he's probably not lying.
I mean, that's a lot of goddamn shout outs.
He's probably not, but I don't know what he did with his money, though. Like, Cali, but what you do with your money, dog? Nah, but anyways, no. So, look, story time. When I started Trash Bag Boys, like when the whole weed thing was going on, I was like, man, what am I gonna do? And when it went legal, I was like, what the fuck am I gonna do, dog? Like, and then I started seeing like these out of towners fucking talking about Cali Plug, hey fool, Cali Plug this. I'm like, who the fuck is this fool? And I started seeing Snapchat. My boy from Bakersfield tells me, hey fool, like you gotta start like opening up to really go out there like that. And I was like, what? And I started looking, I'm like, nah. I was kind of like iffy about that time. You know what I mean? I was really iffy about putting myself out there. Cali Plug was, I don't know. He was like reckless with it, whatever. Woo, woo. Boom.
It sounded like he was shipping packs on Snapchat.
No. Like, he was reckless. And I was like, you know what? If this was doing, I'm going to do it. So I get a shout out. Boom. I get a shout out. But I never showed my face. I never showed my face. I'm doing a different voice. I'm posting packs. I'm doing all this. He fucking goes and, you know, that's
Trippy Red.
Trippy Red. Okay, back to Trippy Red.
What do you do? you're still talking about Cali Plug.
No, yeah.
The story's kind of bobbing and weaving.
No, because of the fucking Henny, dog. Shout out Henny, see? I should have done two, three shots, dog. I fucked up, dog.
How many did you take?
Like four.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Yeah, I'll be all right. Four, five.
Flacco!
Oh, what's up, Flacco? What's up, Bad Riggs?
The biggest op. How do you know Flacco?
Why is he a big op? Why is he a big op?
He's just got a lot of ops. You did a 4-hour podcast with him?
No, like three, right? With me, you're 50.
No, four.
On what?
Chichi Blue.
Yeah.
On here?
No, on his stuff.
No, here.
Oh, you were a trash bag boy. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Today, our sponsor, King Palm, has a very, very big announcement. They were the first to pioneer the natural tobacco-free palm leaf roll. And then they lit up the smoke shop industry by releasing their flavor palm leaf rolls with a squeeze and pop terpene infused capsule inside the filtered tip, so you can activate a delicious blast of flavor during your session at any time. The flavor lineup was so mouth-wateringly successful that they released their first ever flavored hemp cones with a similar concept in the filter tip to juice up your joint experience. After those slam dunk products built the brand's reputation over time, King Palm decided to drop a new exotic material that was seldom seen before them when they dropped goji wraps, which come as an orange flat sheet that you can use to roll up your exotic blunt. And now for the major reveal, King Palm is evolving into an all-encompassing smoking wrap company that offers products for every preference in the smoking world with their brand new tobacco line that is dropping this year. Products ranging from tobacco-flavored cones with a squeeze and pop filter tip in three different styles, strawberry kiwi, banana cream, and natural sweet cones. And the other half of this lineup is the perfectly cut flat wrap 5-pack tobacco sheets to roll your blunt. They have these three styles, blueberry, honey cognac, and natural sweets. And they also have their luxury lineup of 5-pack tobacco wraps with a custom glass tip coming out soon. The first two styles, cherry vanilla, brought to you by The Game, and a natural dark reserve, hand-selected for unrivaled consistency. Their new tobacco series launch is groundbreaking in many ways, and this allows everyone to enjoy everything from one familiar brand. Get them at every smoke shop across America and even at your local 7-Eleven. Doesn't get much more convenient than that. Check them out on socials and use our discount code NOJUMPER50 for 50% off at KingPalm.com. Take the natural path with King Palm.
Well, anyways, fast forward food. That's food. We did a little skit in Hollywood, and he burned me out.
How'd he burn you out?
Well, he posted me.
Oh, and you were trying to be low key at that time.
Yeah, I was trying to be low key.
He tagged you?
Yeah, he tagged me, and then I blew up after that.
You're telling me that he posted you and tagged you, and you didn't know that he was posting and tagging you before it happened? Well, I feel like you were probably consensual in this.
No. I blessed him, fool. So
Trippie Red shout outs gotta be a pretty good shout out.
No, fool, those are the best.
Yeah.
Those are the best. We met him at Rodale Drive. I seen him at one time. We were shopping at Rodale Drive. We gave him a bag. So I gave him one of these bags. One of these.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Zandies, fool. Zandies.
Boom!
Zandies, dogs. All right, so I gave him one of these, fool. All right?
Goof Nerds.
That's rest in peace. That's my dog right there.
Oh, okay.
So, we gave him one of these, fool. And he fucking, whatever. I get his security's number. All right, boom. We get his number. Later on, fast forward, we meet him again at Tao. Hollywood Tao. He calls me, the security guy. Hey, fool, pull up, fool. Trippie Red's right here. I pull up. Boom. We're talking to him. So we did like a little skit. I bless him with a pack. So I throw him a pack. He catches it and he runs and he tags me and boom, it went up.
A pack is a pound?
Like what I gave you, fool, for being late, fool.
You didn't give me the cool bag like this, though.
Well, because I wasn't planning to give you weed, fool. I wasn't planning to give him weed, though.
Okay. So Trippie Red burned you out like that. And then that set you off on a trajectory.
No, because after he posted me, I got like 20,000 followers, and then boom, he kind of birthed it.
But is it like 20,000 people who are all trying to buy weed?
Well, they were trying to tap in
illegally, through the mail.
No, not illegally.
Okay.
But even little baby tapped in, fool, and my dumbass didn't know how to work on Instagram, and I didn't even reply to him. But I swear, fool, look. And I was like, fucking dumb.
You didn't know how to click reply or message?
Yeah, watch. I'm gonna show you. And I was like, what the fuck? Watch, boom.
You better respect Dominique.
That's his name?
Yeah.
Look, fool. I didn't know, fool. I'm a dumbass. Watch. Little baby.
He's probably trying to get you to pay him for a shout out. Little Baby's the king of just standing
look,
on his Instagram saying,
look.
Shout out blank, blank, blank weed company. He said, yo, O's. He wasn't even, he lit? 2019? He was kind of lit.
Well, go back. I'm not bushing.
I know. I believe you. I'm not going to authenticate it. I'll just take your word for it. Have fake Little Baby screenshots in your camera roll, though, lit.
No.
Much respect.
But I didn't know how to work it, so.
Yeah. Okay, let's go back a little bit. You're from where exactly?
The 818, fool. San Fernando, homie. The northeast side of the valley.
Okay, so what was that? You just did a little Hail Hitler thing?
No, yeah.
Whoa.
Burbank.
Okay. Y'all banging different out there, huh? What was your childhood?
Where are you from, fool?
New Hampshire.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you run it over here?
I moved at some point, yeah.
No. I'm from San Fernando. They went in, fool.
And what was your upbringing like? What was
All right, fool. So I was born in story time, fool.
Hit me with the
1980.
Story.
And so I was born in North Hollywood. That hospital is gone. My mom was a struggling mother, single mother. My dad. If you're watching this, you can suck this fucking fierro.
Why?
Yeah, raw too.
Your dad.
Yeah.
You're inviting your dad to your. What the f- did he do?
Well, fool, he wasn't a dad, homie.
Yeah.
Straight up, he wasn't a dad, fool, so f- that Sorry. Guy. You know what I mean? Daddy issues. But anyways. So, all right, I was born. My mom's a struggling mother. She's always been grinding. She's been working Mary Kay selling products. She sends me to Mexico for first to third grade with my sister because she's grinding. You know what I mean? She can't take care of me while making money.
Mm.
I don't have a dad. You know what I mean? So... That guy, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You have a dad for?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm jealous of you.
I appreciate it.
You like it?
He's a good dad. Yeah. He's basically deaf now, but. He just got a hearing implant in the side of his fucking head.
Yeah, yeah.
They're about to turn it on, and we're going to find out if he can hear again.
Oh, he's going to say, fuck you.
It's more about him hearing, not what he's saying. He could say, fuck me right now, really, but.
Anyways, so like I said to my Big Head Smokes is that's my sister. So she sends me to my sister's Chihuahua. That's where I learned how to read and write Spanish. This is first to third grade. So when I come back,
Spanish is on deck.
Yeah, Spanish
really
on deck.
Good by the time you get back. Okay.
Yeah, really good. That English becomes my secondary.
Okay.
So when I come back, it was to the States. It was kind of hard for me to like come around like English. It was kind of hard. So they held me back.
Mm.
Kind of, it was kind of whack, you know.
They thought you were slow because your English wasn't that good.
Yeah, you know what I mean. But I can't blame my mom because honestly, I hated that point in my life. I hated it that she did that. But I'm honestly blessed now because I could speak and read it. You know what I mean? Like right now in the States, you need Spanish. You know what I mean? So I come back, boom, I could bounce around all over the valley. But then I moved to San Fernando. I was going to a private school, reading, you know, Bible studies, all this. I get kicked out for fighting in junior high.
Oh shit! So fighting about what?
That day. That's a good question. I don't know. It was just like, I don't know why we fought, but we fought.
Okay.
I fucked him up too, Jared.
Jared. Jared from Subway.
Jared from Subway. Yeah, was a thing. Anyways, so I get kicked out.
Imagine you beat him up in elementary school, and then he grows up to be a monster.
His name, dog. He's gonna be like, "That's you."
And
dog.
then you're like, "Oh shit! Did my beating turn him into a monster?"
You know what? Fool, they take me, dog. Jared.
Oh no! You created a file.
No, not that guy.
Oh, right. Oh, what? Did Jared become like a super thug?
Look, I don't know what happened.
Not
to Jared. Yeah, not Jared from
Fogle.
Subway.
Fogle.
Not Jared from Zoe.
There's a whole documentary about him. I didn't watch it.
What do you mean? I think Jared's busted, no?
Jared?
From
Subway. Yeah, he's locked up still, I think.
Yeah, right? He's busted. That was a weirdo. No, he was putting cameras on kids.
You heard about that? Yes. I heard about that.
Dog, he was a badass fool.
He was dating a woman, like a grown woman, and he tried to convince her to put cameras in her like teenage daughter or niece's bedroom, I believe.
Oh,
from what I remember. I read about this a long time ago.
No, I just seen that he was putting cameras on schools. Like
the whole school?
Yeah, just, no, like public schools, bathrooms, or some bullshit.
Whoa, that's
crazy. Yeah, it's like that was
giving him access to a school. What, just because he ate sandwiches?
Do you think he really lost weight from you know what, fool?
Not a great way to lose weight, just eating hella sandwiches.
Go on with this shit, dog. I need a fucking sock check, you fool.
Sock check?
Yes, fool. Let me see. This, how high are your socks, fool?
Wait.
Yes.
No, no, it's not good. Trust me. Wack was just giving me shit.
No, fool. Let me see that shit, dog.
On your leg, fool.
What is this? What's this little shoe?
No. Zoom in. Oh, show that. Zoom in. Lame, right?
I got it. Wait.
Come on, dog.
Wait, this is
why you wearing that? Why are you wearing ankle socks, dog?
It's way too high.
All right. People keep telling me this, but these are the most comfortable socks. The gold toe. You don't know about the gold toe? See that? That's how you know it's me. Do y'all know? Gold toe, man. Somebody told me that this was the best sock, and I bought it, and I've never gone back.
So how much are they?
I don't know. That's like extremely cheap.
That's from your side of
from Nordstrom's or some shit. I think.
No, that's from. Where are you from? From Winchester? What?
Head H.
Head H.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Yeah, NH means something else out here usually.
You're making it look back though.
But with the socks?
Yeah, ankle socks.
I mean, I'm wearing jeans.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
So this is something that you were thinking about with me in advance? Is like, no, his sock height is fucked up, so I'm going to bring in this tape measure? Like, you noticed that before?
Okay, no, this is my boy's. This Fool's Gone Wild.
Yeah, what is that thing?
It's a Fool's Gone Wild sock meter, dog. You can buy it at their thing.
Oh!
So it's Fool's Gone Wild, you know?
What do they say? The
higher the socks, the downer the food,
yes,
dog.
Yes, brother-in-law always says that.
Yeah, but you're not down, fool.
Not Josh. Different brother-in-law.
No wonder you fucking canceled on me the first time you fucked up, G.
You fucked up. But, wait, so you do you believe that? That, like, the taller the sock? I hate that.
Honestly, fool, I didn't
tall
think about
it. Look,
I used to wear ankle socks, fool. But then, when they started clowning on that shit, and I started looking, ankle sock activities, that's a real thing. Like you. That's why.
See? If my legs weren't so thick, I could probably wear those socks.
Fool, they're not
high
thick,
up.
G.
Yes, they are.
Fool, you don't even hit legs,
calves.
G. Let me see.
If my legs were skinny, I don't even know when we'll pull it up. But if my legs were skinnier, I feel like I'd be able to rock the tall socks.
This fool said Drake has lipo. So you think
everybody knows he has lipo?
So you think people do fake calves too?
Yeah, but I mean that's a whole nother level. Lipo is very common.
Is it
Kanye got that shit? Hella, millions of girls. Any girl you see, flat stomach, probably like.
You know what's whack though? When girls get that shit, and their pussy still has miles. You know what I mean?
Well, it'd be nice if the lipo came with a time machine, but it's not realistic.
Yeah, I know. Like when girls get all fixed up, oh, new body, your pussy's old.
I feel like it gets reset with the BBL.
Does it?
I mean, not literally, but...
When you're hitting it, bop, oh, shit, it feels different now because you're skinnier. Hey, what's up with you, fool? I don't see no tortas right here, fool. You don't like tortas?
I don't
like,
really...
Like, straight up, dog, you don't like tortas,
you don't see
fool.
Any other kind of sandwiches either.
I just see a dick fest here, fool. And you don't feed them, homie. You need tortas here, fool. I love tortas,
The
fool.
Employees here are strictly forbidden from showing their penises.
No, what the fuck?
You said it's a dick fest.
No, I'm saying, fool, where's the girls at, fool? Where's the lovely big girls with the long cars, fool?
I just don't you keep don't a like bunch of random... I'm not Danville's area, and I don't need, like, a squad of girls sitting on the couch.
Okay,
TBH, he doesn't do that either.
Even on your plug cast, fool. Even your plug talk, whatever the fuck. Yeah, plug talk, fool. Even on that shit, dog. Why are they all skinny-ass girls that look that been on the bolsita?
We had some chubsters.
No, you haven't had tortas, fool. Honestly, fool, you're body shaming, homie. You need a torta. Your next one has to be a torta, fool. You
so
need
when
a
you
torta.
Say torta, you're not talking about a sandwich.
I'm actually talking about a carne asada fucking torta, you know?
Bro, I used to go to the fucking taco store and get that like every night when I lived in West Hollywood.
Whoa, West Hollywood, I knew it.
Yeah.
It makes sense, fool. Socks, West Hollywood, North Tortas.
I had a super good taco truck near my spot. I go get the torta all the time.
Yeah.
Is that...
That's funny, though. I just seen a little thing your boy was throwing up right here, fool. I was kind of nervous coming.
You like that? Like,
no. It kind of made me feel better.
That could be you. A couple more shots, that could be you.
No. I was like, oh, man.
He wasn't drunk.
He wasn't?
He was getting off Zans.
Oh, so he was like coming down?
Yeah, and I don't know why he would come to the interview while getting off something to the point where he's puking. Like,
well, because you know you don't want to miss this. That's what I was telling you when I was bummed out about not coming.
But doing this and then puking multiple times,
but
is
it's
like,
doing good numbers, right?
Yeah.
See, people like dumb shit.
But honestly,
we live in a time where they like
an
dumb
interview
shit.
With that kid would do good either way because people are so fascinated by the young boy's story, and he's directly related to it.
But you're gonna bring him back, right?
I would definitely do another one, yeah.
Yeah, see? Because he did good because he puked.
If he was not detoxing, that would probably be even better.
Yeah, but...
Shout out Lil Dump. I like the kid. He told me to put it out. I didn't want to put it out.
No. That's dope. Don't. Sometimes in life, you got to just run it.
Sometimes you got to white knuckle it.
What the fuck's white knuckle it?
I think it's a reference to, like, if you're on a motorcycle without gloves on or anything, your fucking knuckles turn white. Right? That's what that means?
No, I never heard of that.
Just going for it. Just white knuckling shit.
Yeah, just run it.
Yeah. I like third knuckle and shit.
Oh, shit. Third knuckle.
One, two, three. Anyway, so you're growing up.
Yeah.
No pops.
No pops. That guy.
Hella good at Spanish.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah.
And then where were we? What happened?
I know
I mean, it's your life.
No. Where were we at, though?
I mean, you're in high school,
okay,
maybe?
Oh, yeah. No, okay, so that I get kicked out of the private school.
Right.
Yeah, we got kicked
for
out of private school.
For filming kids.
No.
Jared.
For fucking up Jared. All right. So now I can move to Ola Vista, OV. So this is where I meet my baby mama's there. And I get into a tagging crew. End up being like... It's like whatever. It's pretty.
It's a tale as old as time. You join a tagging crew. You do really good tags, and then you're forced to join.
No, I actually didn't. Just because.
Oh, you were trash.
So when I came from a private school, I used to Bible studies, all this. All right, cool. Now we get kicked out. Now I'm going to a public school. Fool. This is a whole different transition. Now this is whole like now we're in a public school, where this is like an OV dog. That shit was pretty grimy, dog. That was like. Everybody was like, there's no respect for the teacher. Everybody was just loud, walking out, like fights all the time. I'm like, oh shit. I was even walking around with my cross. I'm like, damn, what's going on right here? Like, boom. I ended up adapting to life right there, you know? I ended up getting to a tagging crew. Boom. Go to high school. Now we're in summer high. That's like a little baby prison right there, dog.
Really?
Straight up. All hoods are right there, fool. I ended up getting into San Fernando right there. Boom. You got Pacoima, Astoria, Toonerville, like every hood in there, like boom, in there. I get kicked out of Simo High. I go to Kennedy High. This is all, I never passed the ninth grade, right? So this is all like within.
This is all before ninth grade.
No. This is ninth grade. No, ninth grade, this is where it ends with the high school.
For me, high school was 10th, 11th, 12th. So
you finished?
Yeah.
You graduated?
Yeah. Oh. But where I'm from, it's 10th, 11th, 12th high school, and up through 7th, 8th, and 9th is junior high. When I was in school, anyway.
Yeah, yeah, no. This is a time where, like, when there was, like, no age limit, because even after school, fool, grown-ass fools will pass by, fool. Cruising, trying to get bitches. There's no social media.
Right.
There's no nothing. They're going to ask who's trying to fucking pick up on bitches or gang banging, dog. Because we'll walk out. There's no straps, dog, or nothing. These fools are coming with straps. We're getting chased down by bats.
So
and
you're
everything.
A grown man and you pull up and just gang bang on a bunch then, of 15-year-old kids.
Yes, fool. It's a weird ass time. Or they're trying to get at a little kid, fool. That was weird, dog. That's when before the age limit started. You know what I mean?
Well, it probably already existed. You just weren't thinking about it, right?
Nah, I don't know.
I have that memory, too, though. When I was, like, 12, the cute girls in my grade would have grown-ass fools coming to pick them up from school.
It was weird. For like, how am I going to compete with that fool with a truck? Or clean up? Like, damn, dog. Let's just say I like Janet. And then Janet gets picked up by this fool. Bam, grown-ass fool. I'm like, oh, like, what? Because, look, we have no social media. So to talk to a girl, you got to pull up on a girl. You know what I mean? So... And there was no friend request there. And back then, there was no Edgars. Everybody was bald or a pretty boy, or creased up, Friscos, or like fucking.
There were no Edgars. Like, how did the world change once the Edgars came out?
I know Edgars came.
You're talking about like it's crack. Like when Edgars hit the streets, everything changed.
No, when did Edgars come in? What year?
You tell me, man. I'm maybe 10 years ago, 5 years ago.
No. I think the Edgars came in like five. Big Head Smokes. When like. Yeah, right?
Did the Edgars change the game?
No, it's just now you don't know. Like, you don't know if that fool has a gun now. Edgar, like a big old fro, that fool's strapped up now. You know what I mean? Now, before you see a bald ass fool with a creased up shirt, he's strapped up, you know?
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? No, because New Hampshire probably didn't do nothing.
No, we only had Puerto Ricans and Dominicans.
Nah.
Literally. I don't think there was any Mexican kids in my whole school.
So, what was I at right now?
You got an Edgar. No. You were talking about leaving school and older dudes driving by
we'll get chased out
gangbanging by, and shit. Yeah.
No, yeah. So I moved to another school named Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
Boom. And that school, Pablo Gary would pick me up. Like, I wouldn't even go to class, fool, because it was just, back then, I didn't give a fuck about bitches. I didn't give a fuck about everything about, like, it's like, let's go gangbanging, you know? Boom. Shit would crack. Fool, homie would pull me up, pick me up, and we'll bounce out. It was just...
But so your tagging crew got turned into a gang at some point?
No. I ended up getting into the hood.
Okay.
You got to graduate.
Was that a big decision or was that just had to happen?
Yeah. I feel like not having a dad made me get into a hood. You know what I mean? Like a father figure, more like a MILF like thing. It's just there's steps. You know, you get into a tagging crew and then boom. And if you don't, it's like you're just a... Jay.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people talk about that. All the tagging crews kind of told they had to pick
back
a side.
Back then, you have to. Like once, you're making noises. Like, hey, for you're gonna be in the hood or you're gonna just hit the walls. You know, so
right.
That's I ended up being from the hood and boom.
So
I don't glorify gangbanging. That's kind of dumb, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is.
Right. So where's your life go from there? You drop out of school in ninth grade. You said.
Yeah, I dropped out of school and just started fucking grinding, fool. Started grinding. I had my kid at 17 because I thought I was going to die. I was like, at least I plant a seed and boom.
You thought you were going to die because you were doing so much crazy jail time.
No, die or do some jail time. The real talk is, we're talking about when gangbanging was real. We're talking about like, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, we're going to go... We're going to go see this hood or that hood or this hood. Like, that's what it was. It wasn't like, no, it's for
so
real.
Your whole weekend is booked up? Like, oh, we're going to drive through this random enemy hood?
No, it's kind of sad to say, but it was like that back then.
Jesus,
thank God shit's changed, but it was like, oh, it's Friday, fool. What's up? We got some bitches. Now we're going to go see this. Then we'll hit up the hoes.
And was that all on you or was there older dudes telling you this is what you had to do?
That's a good, it's just the influence around us, you know, the drugs and the drinking and boom. So at that time, it was pretty dark. I was like, damn, I'm not going to last. It's either I'm going to do some time, do some life or anything. Thank you, God. Jesus Christ, we love you, God. Or die, fool, because we were in the field.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, you know what? I got to plant a seed before I go, dog. That's when I got my son pop. Boom. I was at 17, having a kid, and I was like, I was kind of like, it was a scary time, fool, because I was a kid having a kid.
Yeah.
So I had to start slanging. And so with that being said, I needed to get money now. Uh-huh. So I'm like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Chilling in the block. Everybody wanted to smoke weed. Everybody, fool. I'm talking about everybody. Hey, fool. And that was the story of the day, fool. No one has a pack. No one has weed. No one. Boy, I was like, damn, fool. I got to get some weed. This was a stress and chronic was around. I got to get some pack. Some weed. So I ended up getting some weed off an Xbox. My whole shit started off an Xbox. I'll tell you that.
You sold the Xbox for weed?
Yeah, I clucked an Xbox.
Clucked?
Clucked it.
That stole.
No. Clucked is like, I pawned it. Oh, like pawned it to the man.
Okay.
Oh, I thought cluck was, no, it's stolen?
I don't say that. I don't know. I was just making it up as I went.
I traded a half ounce of some Bubba, huh?
It's like a gang diss too, right?
What?
Cluck.
What gang, homie?
I don't know, but they always call Crip Mac. People call Crip Mac Cluck Mac.
No, I'm
like, Crip Mac. I don't know if they just say that or if that's like a diss.
Why'd you tell Lefty he's a Mexican Crip Mac, fool?
Why are people make such a big deal out of this?
No, I don't know.
Is this not like a pretty obvious like observation? Like, he's the craziest, most wild ass.
But why? Did you just set that up or why did you do that?
I said that because I had heard a bunch of other people say that. I was like,
but what other people? Let's talk about it. What
I'm
other people?
Snitching on my sources, but I just had people say like, "Yo, he's like the Mexican Crip Mac." So I asked him, "How do you feel about a lot of people saying you're the
he's
Mexican
the brain
Crip Mac.
Of it? I think you started that.
I think he like resented it because he had probably already heard it a bunch. If I had heard it, I'm sure he heard it.
But I don't see the resemblance.
It's not like a direct resemblance. Obviously, they don't look anything alike. But in terms of like why people love him, I would say it's very similar to why people love Mr. Fifi Creed. Because he's just...
What's up with that, fool? What's he getting up?
Probably going to be a few years.
Are you taking care of him?
Well, he just raised $50,000 from a GoFundMe. Nice. I don't know if I really have to... Did you see him beefing with Rig Baby?
No, I didn't see that.
There's a whole lot going on.
He's beefing. You have a lot of beef in here. Why, fool?
He beefing with with DW Flame and Rig Baby. So I don't even know if I'm allowed to fuck with him right now.
Damn. So who you
and he back fucking hey, with China Mac. I think he fucking with China Mac.
He was so with everybody beefing right here, fool.
I don't know. I mean, we bring a bunch of gangbangers to work here. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to beef with each other and get into it.
Do you ever like sweat it like fuck that shit? Because that's why I don't really smoke weed, fool, because I start like panicking.
So this is all fake?
No.
Your whole weed image?
No, it's not fake, fool. I smoke, but then I start thinking, I get anxiety, fool.
If you smoke weed and you still get paranoid from smoking weed, you don't really smoke weed.
No,
you gotta smoke more weed.
I have a lot
of
problems, fool. I have a lot of things on my plate, fool. So when you smoke, fool, you don't feel like damn, fool. Like you don't get anxiety or nothing.
When I'm depressed, smoking weed can fuck me up.
Okay, maybe I'm depressed.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Man, you just cracked my code.
But weed hits everybody different. Weed hits everybody different. I feel like some people it's just not good. It's people who get too paranoid, weird, whatever.
Yeah,
it's not good for everybody.
Mm.
I got too much energy. I got to do something to sort of
I got a lot
myself.
Of energy, too, fool.
Yeah, I could tell. I wasn't sure if it was just the Henny, but...
No, I got a lot of energy. No, Henny's cool. I got a little nervous coming in. Yeah, Henny's cool.
Yeah, I know Henny's cool. I mean, it's all right.
It's all right.
I don't really like drinking, but Henny's cool.
Why don't you
cool.
drink, fool?
Well, I've been drunk 2 times this year.
Oh, 2 times only?
That's a lot for me.
What?
That's probably. Hopefully, those would be the only 2 times.
Why you don't
want
to drink, fool?
I don't normally. I probably didn't drink the whole year before.
You don't
that,
get nervous when before you do.
No,
your
I drank. I drank like right before my wedding one night.
Yeah, why'd you get married, fool?
Just society, you know. Society put so much pressure on you to conform and get married. No, actually, it was having a kid.
Can I ask you this? Something?
I was like, I gotta get married. I can't just dip out now.
Is it because your wife told you that hey, let's get married? Like let's.
She was already like convinced that I wasn't gonna ask her.
Oh.
So she wouldn't even brought it up because she thought I was like the type who would never want to do it. So that's why when I proposed, which there is a vlog on YouTube, she was actually like couldn't fucking believe it.
Nice. Do you regret it?
Yeah. So bummed, dude. This shit sucks. No, it's great.
But did it cause more problems? I'm gonna divorce you. And the little things or nothing?
No. She's never even said that. No.
Oh, you got a good woman then.
Yeah. That'd be crazy. Hold that over my head. I'm going to divorce you. Damn, that sounds so much worse than I'm going to leave you.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Like,
wow.
That's why I can't find the right girl. I'm looking for a tia, fool, and a torta, too.
A tia is like a cousin?
Like an aunt.
You want to fuck your cousin?
No,
oh, no, it's an aunt, right? Yeah, 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 yeah. You're right, you're right, you're right.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
You want to fuck your aunt?
No, I'm looking for like an aunt, like that age, diff, you know what I mean?
Like 30, 35, 40.
35 years old, you know what I mean? A couple of long casts, you know?
My aunts are probably in their 60s.
Oh, I thought you were in a pitch of aunt right here.
They all been through menopause and shit, dude.
Menopause.
Do you remember your mom going through menopause?
What is that?
When they go through the process of like not being able to have kids anymore and they act all weird and shit for a few years.
Nah, I don't remember.
Or some period of time.
I was gangbanging. I'm telling you, for that time, at that time, it was gangbanging. This shit was...
You're gangbanging so hard you couldn't even pay attention to menopause. That's crazy.
I left at 15.
Mm.
Got in the hood at 15. I left my mom's at 15. I was in the streets.
How old's your mom?
Probably like 60-something.
Yeah, she's been
through menopause. You know what I mean? Yeah. For sure, huh? Menopause. I don't even want that. Have you been through menopause?
I remember my mom going through it when I was in high school. Yeah,
like it's like a big thing or what?
Yeah. Well, I mean, every woman's got to go through it at some point if they live long enough.
Yeah. People die fast now.
Some people. Yeah. Well, actually, people live longer on average.
No, it's just gotta eat better. Cancer's like big dog.
Do you see that the CEO or the former CEO of YouTube, who was with the company, she was the CEO of YouTube for like 6 years. She was with Google, like top Google executive. I'm pretty sure she's a billionaire. Susan Wojcicki, her son, 19 years old, goes to college, pretty sure took a pill, ended up being fent. Boom, he's dead.
Oh, shit.
Crazy.
Oh, sorry about that. Damn.
I mean, just like.
Fentanyl's crazy. That's why.
Just knowing that that could happen to somebody who's like a fucking billionaire, that they're not safe either from the fent, is just. Bugged out. I don't know.
That's fucking stupid too, huh? Why do you want to kill your custies?
Like, I don't know. They just get the batch wrong.
Kill your custies,
they're not doing it on purpose. They're just cooking up and they get the shit wrong.
That's dumb. They're getting greedy, fool.
Right?
No, they're
not trying to fucking give you too much, man.
They're
just not good at getting the fucking right mix going.
The J Cats, fool.
Yeah.
J Cats, fool. Well, you don't put them in the kitchen. J Cat. You're killing your customers, fool. Now we have no custies.
They make the pills in China and shit, right?
I don't know.
Really, they don't give a
fuck.
That's
why I got to slow down. We got to slow down on this bolsita.
What's that?
Saca la bolsita.
Why do you just say random Spanish words and just expect me to follow along? Because like I notice a lot of Mexican people do. I'll be listening to a random Raza podcast. Raza? That's how I would say if it was me.
Raza, homie, what's up,
I'll be listening to a Raza podcast.
And
someone will just start a couple of sentences in Spanish, and I'm sitting there like, oh, cool, thanks, cool. Feel left out.
Saca la bolsita, pull out the baggie.
What's up?
The white bag. Fool, come on. It comes from the white
people.
You're
saying I should go to the Raza podcast and just offer him coke?
No. What I said.
If I pull up on American Cholo with an 8-ball, he's going to look at me like, what? Like, I got to go to work tomorrow, dude.
You never done that?
Oh, I used to do coke.
Yeah. That's part of the bender.
You cool with American Cholo?
Yeah, American Cholo's cool.
You can squash the beef?
Yeah. Oh, let's squash it. Well, there's a beef.
Then you'll be a real diplomat.
No, hold on. There's a beef, fool.
Yeah, you don't fucking.
Let's talk about it, fool. What is it, fool?
Honestly, it's been a long time. Oh, it was the Tyga thing initially.
Okay, let's go. Story time. So what?
Tyga is a rapper. You ever heard of Tyga?
No, yes, I know.
Oh, man. Explain, you really want to go through all of it?
Yes.
It was Tyga got in trouble.
For what?
Because he did a video that had all the Mexican, you know, he had like a dude in a sombrero.
What do you think about that? He was kind of clowning, right?
It was probably a bad idea, yeah.
Right? Would you do that?
No.
Right? So it was. Okay, so why are you involved in it?
And then people were pissed about it. And American Cholo was like one of the main people who made a video talking about it. Mm-hmm. And then they did a radio interview, like a YouTube video on Real 92.3 or some shit. And it was like Tyga, American Cholo, and their hosts or whatever. And then right after that, Flaco, who was just here,
he puts
out a video of American Cholo saying coon and like some other shit, like talking about Tariq Nasheed, but like it was kind of all cut together, so whatever. And then when that came out.
So he put it up.
He says
he don't snitch, dog.
but then, all right, he puts
Six,
that
nine,
out.
Dog. No, it's good.
American Cholo gets super mad. We ended up taking it down, but then he had a podcast with AD lined up. But he ends up showing up like 40 deep or whatever.
Why
he makes
that?
It out like, oh, Adam was a bitch. Adam didn't go. Adam never was planning on going.
He said that in his words. You're a bitch.
Well, I mean, I would assume, but I don't know. But
see, you can't do that.
You can call me a bitch. I'm not like one of those guys. Like, oh, no, you call me a bitch, I'm going to freak out. But either way, that was... And then, yeah, that was pretty much the end of it, I think. I don't think we really talked about each other.
But why is he tripping on you? Because he pulled up 40 deep. You weren't here, though, right?
I would say, yeah.
You didn't give him time.
They went fake news with it, and they acted like, oh, Adam's a bitch. Adam didn't show up to the interview. I was playing a poker tournament. You ever play poker?
No.
$2,650 to enter this poker tournament. Almost $2 million for first. I made it to the final, like, 100 or Ooh. Some shit.
You're gambling.
I think I won, like, 12 grand, something like that.
Nice.
But first place, almost $2 million. That's what I was doing that day.
Damn.
No apologies there. That's what I was doing. I was trying to get the $2 million.
But why didn't you rebook it?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I would do a podcast with him. Ooh. I'm not, like, thirsty for it.
Choice,
if he don't fuck with me, fuck you. I don't like you either.
We'll make that happen, fool, because we got to bring peace and love.
But then, okay, my co-host, Whack 100, goes to his fucking house.
Whack 100, dog.
I heard your set don't fuck with his set.
He's good,
Look
dog.
How tapped in I am, bro. People be telling me shit.
Nah, you know what, fool? I think Whack 100 talks too much.
Well, nobody's going to
question
that.
He just talks too much.
Yeah.
He's like in the party line. Butt yeah, naked yeah. with his ass out, oh, just talking oh, shit. Oh, woo, woo.
Never
then
seen
he
that.
Talks. Then he talks down the Raza. The Raza. You know,
Raza is
no,
I'm
he's
saying.
Always talking down on the dead. Like, fool, rest in peace, the dead, homie. Like, JK, like, why are you always tripping, fool? That fool is so soft.
Soft.
Yeah, fool. I feel like he's really soft. Is he really from his set, fool? Like, I probably get more love in his own hood, fool.
Whoa.
If I pull up in his own hood, fool, in his project, I probably get more love. He's like soft, like a ping pong ball, dog.
Oh.
Like, that light and soft, dog. JK, dog. Hey, fool, rest in peace, the dead, dog. Let the dead. Like, come on, dog.
Okay. I can imagine Whack talking about this.
No. Let talk about it, Perez.
Don't become a Clubhouse topic of conversation for a couple weeks. Because you got any skeletons, he'll dig them up.
Dig them up, Perez. Dig them out, fool. Hey, from
so is this your real opinion, or is this influenced by the fact that your set does not get along
no,
with his set?
No, it's just, there's some bloodshed with our sets. Our hoods haven't gotten along like in decades, you know? So decades, like, to what, 10 years?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Rest in peace, Clumsy, you know what I mean? Allegedly, kind of, like, some crazy shit, whatever. Mm. I don't want to get into details, yeah. But allegedly, but he's like a WWE character, though. I don't see him like a real. Like,
you too.
Yeah.
You too. At least right now. I mean, I'm sure.
No, right now I'm just.
Minus the Henny, you're pretty normal, but.
No, yeah, exactly. But I feel like he's like a WWE character. So I don't.
Go watch him yell at Spiffy Luciano on the phone on our recent
yelling?
Episode.
Why?
That's full WWE whack.
Yeah. But that's what sells, right?
Yeah.
Sex sells. J-Cat shit sells.
Why do you say J-Cat? That's like, that means you're on drugs. No, he's sober.
He's sober?
As a judge.
Well, yeah, J-Cat, yeah, he's just.
I feel like you're kind of. No, but I'll like call somebody a tweaker who's not a drug user.
Nah.
The tweaker's kind of like. Right?
He's a J. But. Yeah. Oh, but that's your number one show.
You a hardcore Nipsey fan? Is that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That pisses you off, too? That he's
yeah,
always
he's always talking down. Nipsey, Tupac, everybody. Mm. You know what I mean?
I feel like he's fair about Tupac, though.
Why? What's his thing about him?
Just that Tupac was basically like, Tupac was a non-gang member who started hanging out with gang members and then saw a bunch of gang members beating the shit out of another gang member, not just a regular gang member, but a killer, sees this killer getting jumped by a bunch of other dudes, jumps in and starts kicking the motherfucker. Too, and that's why he got killed. It's like, if that happened to me, you know what everybody would say? Yeah, dumbass. That's what happens when you get in gang beef and you're not like that. So,
well, that was like dinosaur years. I was in around.
No, yeah, I mean, I was a fucking kid too. He died when I was like 13.
How old are you, fool? You look like you're
40.
40?
You 40?
Almost there.
You look pretty good for 40. I'm not gonna lie. Well, you got sunglasses and a hat, so you kind of. No. Oh shit! You look like a male porn star with the glasses off. You look like Damon Dice.
Oh shit! You're not down, fool. Can I?
You're the Mexican Damon Dice.
Damn, fool! Plug talk, fool. You're not down. Can I jump in there?
Who you
tag
gonna
me in, fool.
Find some Raza chicks. Bring them through.
Some tortas.
You would do porn?
Maybe.
I mean,
OnlyFans.
What'd you packing?
Oh shit!
That's the question. Okay, nobody wants to answer that question. Everybody says they want to do porn.
I'm two handfuls and the head's popped out. What the fade? What the fade?
Yeah, but I bet you're cramming your hands down.
What the fade, homie?
Are you pounding your... are you cramming your hands down into your body so it'll stick out more?
No, like this. Like,
oh, wow. Like two solid snake hand. Yeah, like, damn, wow.
The okay. Homie's like that. Like, what's cracking, homie?
I told Lefty I didn't think he would be allowed to do porn.
Why?
Because I just don't think they're like... What do they always say? The Southsiders... They run a strict program.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure the strict program does not allow for you to do OnlyFans.
But if you're only you're a man, you're only man. I don't know. I haven't got
that's
that
just point. My assumption. I don't know if the issue has actually come up, but I feel like...
What did he say? What did he say about that?
He said he would have to check. I don't know if he actually checked. Well,
everybody's but, pocket. Huh?
I don't know. Anyway, where were we? So you start hustling.
Start hustling.
You're selling cocaine.
No. Well, oh. I was selling weed, fool, because oh. everybody in the block wanted a tree, fool. So I'm like, fool, I got to get some tree. And I only got it because we needed it, the homies. So I started serving the homies. Next thing you know, I'm serving the jefa, the tias, everybody. So I'm serving everybody. I'm, oh, shit, I could probably do something with this, you know?
What are you selling month. Mostly? Eighths?
Eighths, quarters, okay. Dubs, you know what I mean? Boom, and then it started graduating. Ounces, QPs, half P's, P's, and then boom, boom, boom. Next thing you know, five packs, 10 packs. I'm like, oh, shit. All right, we're doing a career out of this. You
would get a five-pack.
Five-pack.
And how long did it take you to move that?
It was quick, fool. Depends on the month and depends on the time, you know what I mean?
Where are you getting it?
At that time, was chronic, and there was stress, a little bit of stress, and then the Bubba came in, Bubba Kush.
No, but how are you getting and it? You driving OG. Up north, or you got growers around here?
No, everything in-house, right here in the valley. And no one really wanted to f*** with me, because like, oh, this was from the hood, fool, this was in the get you, fool, he's a jack boy, this, that, and that. Like,
do you ever rob anybody?
Well, Trash Bag Boys is kind of like, comes from jack boy shit, from the beginning, you know?
How are you supposed to manage being a legitimate weed seller while also robbing people?
No, you're asking me from if I ever robbed someone. I'm telling you my selling career.
Okay.
But now, yeah, I've done a couple of licks, you know, nothing proud of it, but it changed my life.
What? Run up in somebody's grow house or what?
Yeah, and we were hitting grow houses.
Changed your life? You've had life-changing scores?
Well, yeah, after you
flocking?
It could change. If you do the right leg, you'll change your life. If you do the wrong leg, you'll change your life. Yeah. You'll do some time. You
I've seen
I mean?
That happen, yeah.
So, boom. Once I did some, boom, whatever. I started, you know, once you get some good money, for you want to invest in doing good. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So yeah, we started making some moves, and then boom. So I started selling to everybody, the half-ass deals, everything. I'm like, oh, shit, we're going to start doing something. We started moving in and went from there, and boom, off from an Xbox.
And so at what point do you decide that you want to, like, brand it?
Okay, so branding it, fool, 2012. You got that one?
That's the Henny talking.
Yeah, had to see anything's possible. All right, look, fool. Uh-huh. Yeah, in 2012... That's when everything was like, oh, shit, you got to start branding. Everything's going legit. And I was kind of, like, nervous, fool. I was kind of scared because I was a gangster just trying to make money in the cut. And now I'm like, you got to be out there. Like, so I got to start making a name, fool. And this is, like, if the trap's low, we hitting your grow house. You know what I mean? It was kind of like that. You know what I mean? We don't do that shit. We don't condone that shit no more. But that's how it was. Boom. We got to start branding shit. So how I came up with Trash Bag Boys, well, being a jack boy, compita, bagging everything up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then, like, we live in every brand and everything. Like, you bring a 50-pack, a 10-pack, 20-pack, 100-pack, they come in trash bags.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So I just started, like, boom, made a name for it. And that's why the Cali plug thing.
Is he who kind of helped teach you the game?
Well, I bought a shot out from him.
Right.
And it went good for me. And then I started, okay, so I bought a shot up from that fool. And then boom, my shit was booming. Boom, boom, boom. Then I started serving him. And then I started seeing him bag my weed in his bags. And I was like, oh, shit, fool. I got to put him in my bags. Like, if this fool's, like, moving my shit, like, because we're growing it, fool. Mm-hmm. We're in-house. Well, he's from Michigan, whatever he's from. You know what I mean? He came over here and ran the game. Shout out him, you know? But we're from over here and we're doing our thing. I'm like, I'm going to put him in my bags. So that's when it came with this. This is the first logo. I'm like, fool, outside, like, fool, we throw in a trash bag, and it looks like a trash bag. You see how it looks like a trash bag?
Right.
We started throwing in, boom. We took off, fool. And that's when, with the whole trippy red, like, I used to, like, be discreet about it, but he put my face, and then, boom.
You didn't want your face out there?
No, fool.
But did you deal with any negative consequences from having your face out there?
Kind of, because, people hate on you. They'll be your own homies. They'll be on your own people. Like, damn, you're doing good, fool. Like they hate on it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a rapper. I'm a trapper. You know what I mean? And I just dropped a J-Cat song right now, and people are hating on that too, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because they're not rappers.
You're not enough of a rapper?
Well, I'm not a rapper, fool. I'm not a rapper. I don't want to rap.
But you be rapping.
No, I just did one song.
Let me get my phone. I got some shit written down.
Oh, shit. What you got, fool?
Nothing really. But I was charging my phone that whole time. Oh, I got up to 58%. That's pretty good.
Oh, so you're just freeballing right now.
That was all
so
freeballing.
So now the real questions are coming. Oh, shit.
I mean, sort of.
My bad, fool. I didn't want to drink, fool, because I've been doing good, fool.
Mm.
But I got nervous because this is a big podcast right here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're like Rogan in the streets, you know? Because I feel like Joe Rogan is like the king of podcasts.
Uh-huh.
And then you're like the J of Joe Rogan's.
I'm like the J-Cat Joe Rogan.
Nah, I'm just kidding,
I mean, like, real talk, like, you know, realistically.
No, real talk, you run the streets podcast. Like, that. This is a big thing for me, fool. So I was, like, kind of nervous and started drinking.
I mean, like, Joe Rogan can talk about science and
we could
nature.
Talk about a cockroach.
He's going to talk to you about,
like, a piece of shit, like that piece of shit right
the
there.
The moon?
Yeah. Like,
some shit about the moon? I don't know about the moon.
Why haven't you been over there, fool?
I could watch a lot of, like, moon
why
documentaries.
Why haven't you been to Joe Rogan, dog?
I don't know.
That would be sick, fool. Because you talk to Andrew Tate.
You just wait.
You talk to Andrew
You
Tate.
Just wait to get summoned up.
That's
maybe
what
one day it happens. I've been brought up on there multiple times.
No way.
He's never really, like,
Joe Rogan's
went
broke your
for
name.
The bait. Yeah, he follows me, too.
What?
On Twitter.
On Twitter, yeah, exactly.
Well, he
Twitter is like the hidden social
media. You want to know what happened? Apologies to everybody who's heard this a million times, but there was a random No Jumper fan in the airport on acid, and he walks up to Joe Rogan and he goes, "Yo, dude, I'm on acid, but you need to interview this dude, Adam 22." And Joe, like, thought it was funny, so he followed me.
Oh.
And messaged me and told me that story.
For
which was weird because I also got a text from the dude, who I don't remember who the dude was, but him telling me the story as well.
You don't remember, but he shot it shy. And
but then we never talked about it after that. After that, we never communicated. But he follows me, so he might have seen some of my
dick pic tweets
and
dick pic.
Whatnot. Had some dick pic tweets over the years he might have seen.
You think Joe Rogan's packing for?
He's a little dude. So it's like he could have a 6-incher and it would be. It would look pretty good.
Hey, all right, how big do you think I am, fool?
like his dick's gonna talk into the mic? How big do you think I am? Honestly, I don't know if I want to get into that game. Trying to, like, guess people's dick sizes.
Well,
like,
could you say you're, like, the dick monitor?
Bro, I got a skit coming soon that I'm gonna do. I had, like, a brainstorm in the shower the other day.
Okay, talk about it.
I'm not going to air it out.
Why
I just
not?
Don't want to, like,
come on, fool. Make my podcast good, fool, because I know I choked on it.
Dude,
I'm drunk.
This I've seen this tweet today. This woman, she's a writer for The New Yorker.
Okay.
It's, like, a pretty serious job. She tweeted, "Very into Adam 22's cock obsession." I'm making moves out here. People see what's going on. That's pretty cool.
It's
a real journalist.
That's
I'm doing drunk. Things.
Are you going to make you've been making movies, but are you going to write a book?
I basically wrote a book.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you write it? You wrote it.
It's about the first 4.5 years of No Jumper.
Oh, you're doing a documentary on No Jumper, huh?
45,000 words.
Oh, nice.
And I'm going to start recording it tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
And it's probably, if I had to guess, it's going to be like at least 5-6 hours long.
Oh, shit.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Hey, for what's up? For I think I'm the last piece of the puzzle for No Jumper.
Mm.
Straight up, for the fools, for the Raza, fool. Look, I'm going to squash that shit with you and American Cholo, fool. And I'm gonna come with the news, and I'm gonna come run this shit, fool. I fed your team, fool, because you don't feed your team, G. So I'll feed your team, fool. And
we're if I brought that much sushi for my team every day, it would be this company would be bankrupt in no time.
Nah,
fool, that's like $1,000 worth of sushi.
But I'll bring it. I'll bring it, fool. I'll bring it. That's I'll what bring I bring it. To the table, home. I'm gonna bring my 8-inch verga, and I'm gonna bring the tortas, and I'm the sushi.
A verga?
Yeah, you know that's what a it dick? Is.
You said 8-inch verga?
We got to do a no-jumper strain, fool. But no, honestly, fool, I think I'm the last piece, fool, because you lost all your the Mexican homies here, fool. This is
yeah,
like...
Yeah, you're right.
Two why, fool? Why? Duno's not here.
He... Whatever. Blasi yeah, too, left fool, so, in solidarity with House Phone.
Are you hurt?
Respect.
Are you hurt because those fools left? Because I won't leave like that.
It's been like a year.
Oh, it's been like
you gotta have a heart of steel to make it in this game. Nice. No feelings. No, it was a bummer. Obviously, it was a bad time in my life. But you know, it is what it is. You keep it moving.
Yeah.
Blasi actually is one of the ones that I was the most bummed about leaving in that whole thing because he's so talented.
He's dope. Yeah.
I mean, podcasting wise, he's solid. But like his design and like everything he does is insane. Yeah.
So you guys lost contact at all? Why don't you make amends?
Talk a little bit.
Why don't you make amends with everybody? Fuck all this beef.
I talked to a few of them.
See, pride.
I'm not in a hurry.
Pride.
We'll get there.
Pride.
No jumper veteran tour one day.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Veteran tour.
It's like 5 people in the audience who still give a shit.
Veteran tour. I'm going to be right there for general. Hey, Winnie, general, homie. What's up?
Right. I haven't read these questions in so long that I'm like,
yeah, because you flaked me. Damn, that's a big ass.
They're like long ass questions.
Oh, this fool has paragraphs. Fool.
I did not flake on you, by the way.
This fool fucked up, G.
Oh, here's my hard hitting question I want to ask you. I heard that you took some heat for the way that you spoke about Money Side and Suede after he passed away.
What do you mean?
Would you like to clarify these remarks?
How did I take some heat? Like, how?
People felt like you were insensitive.
What do you mean? How? What do you mean?
I don't know. I wrote this down so long ago that I don't remember what you said.
Suede.
But
no. Rest in peace, Suede, fool. That's my dog right there. Whack, fool. Whack. Talk down on Suede. I don't know why. Fool. Why is he always talk down on the dead?
What
like,
say?
That's your dog, fool. I don't know. He just said something that he ain't nobody or some bullshit.
That's why? Crazy. I don't know.
Yeah, you do know.
I don't even remember him saying that.
Yeah,
but
you do know. Yeah, you do know.
That's
but
weird.
Look, fool, I'm the voice of the 818. I'm the voice of the voiceless. So by him talking down on the homie, rest in peace, which he dropped a classic Trash Bad Boy song. So he dropped probably, I'm not going to say the best, but for me is my favorite because I'm not going to down talk on all the artists that done a Trash Bad Boy song. And I feel like when people talk down on the dead is... Like, fool, like I'm not going to talk about Wax, like, deceased homies or deceased family or anything. Like, why do you go out of your way to do that? And then you're fucking road dogging in with a snitch? Like, come on, dog. You over there, like, sucking 6ix9ine's dick, dog? Like, damn, dog. Is that fool Packy?
6ix9ine? I don't know.
It's like, come on, dog. Like, you do all that, like... That's why I'm confused. I don't know. That's why I say it's like a WWE character. Mm. Like you're over here talking down, and then he's like, oh, there's no razz. It's like civilians. Like,
I mean, saying Suede's a nobody after he dies is like, that is some super weird shit if he actually...
Right?
Yeah, so I kind of remember
know.
It. No, that's
so
insane.
So you do know.
But like, that's... Because that's kind of like the Nipsey thing, too, where it's like he's just like aggressively graded.
He just wants clicks
Nipsey's
and views, dog, and it's
life.
Good for you because you're is your co-host.
And his career, like, since he passed, it just it was just weird to everybody. Like, why are you putting so much mental energy into, like, basically deciding how important Nipsey was instead of just being like, okay, he was clearly a big deal to some people, clearly a big deal to the West Coast. Who gives a like, why? What do you have to gain from sort of having that conversation? I don't know. I guess that's
you know
content,
why?
Right?
People bring up his name. You know what I mean? You don't go after 50 little dogs, little boys.
All right, here's the question.
All right.
You see Brick Baby and DW Flame podcasting together on a street level. They might not necessarily get along, but, well, they already with each other, so it's not even like that. But like, you know, multiple different instances of this
have
over the years.
Big Baby and Wack 100 together.
That would be that's they want to fight. So that's probably not gonna happen. But
but they work for you.
Yeah, with me.
This was crazy, dog. You got the WWE. Hey, you got to do a no jumper fucking event, a fighting event.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I don't know. I mean,
yeah, yeah. Only fans? Nah. And then at the end, you do your plug talk.
You said that, and I got a migraine instantly just thinking about.
Why? So many fights?
It's just like even just the audience. Just the audience is going to be beating do the shit out of each other. It's going to be.
Only fans.
Just do only it. No fans. Audience. Sell it on OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Wow. That's an idea.
I just give you an idea.
Okay, but so what I was trying to ask is, okay, would you sit down with somebody who is on a street level your enemy?
Yeah.
Somebody that you didn't have personal issues
100%.
With. Really?
100%. And then whatever we could do, we could do. Like if it goes south, we go south. Look, for
what's it going south going to look like?
Fight. Yeah, but it's not shooting. Okay. Like when I diss like Chi Chi Blue or anybody, I'm not trying to fucking shoot you. I'm not trying to do all that. I'm just fight. You know what I mean?
It's you
not
call no, Swifty Blue Chi Chi Blue.
Blue, he has some big ass double D's, homie. That fool has some big ass titties. He has bigger titties than your wife, G. Whoa. No disrespectful.
This is you being in shape, having the privilege of being in shape, and you're talking down on someone who's not actually, as physically gifted.
I got a little bit too, though. I got like an E cup, but don't trip.
He's not as physically
gifted. That's a
gifted.
Double D's, homie. I don't know.
He's not a bodybuilder like you, bro. What's your physical regimen look like? You just lift weights?
Yeah, I just lift weights. I've been going to 818 boxing. Shout out 818 boxing right now.
You're on steroids?
No, not steroids, not yet. I'll look, you want to know my regimen?
You want steroids?
I'm gonna show you my regimen. Fool, this is how you do buys. This is how you do tries. This is how you do shoulders. You want to do abs?
You're horny. That's how you do it. You're a horny dude. He came in with 7 chains on.
I came in ready for this. I'm telling you, you're like the Joe Rogan
of the J-Cast.
Nah, I with you, fool. I appreciate you letting
maybe
me
roll
back,
with that. The Joe Rogan of the J-Cast.
The Joe Rogan of the J's.
And every time I say it, there'll be a surge on Google of people searching J-Cat definition or J-Cat Urban Dictionary.
J-Cat. Adam 22, Joe Rogan.
The ultimate collab.
Reporting live.
Right. Okay, so where does the beef with Swifty come from?
Chi Chi Blue? Okay. All right, for Chi Chi Blue.
Were you ever cool at any point?
Yeah, we were cool. So look, Chi Chi Blue did a song for me. We did a Trash Bad Boy song. He was cool as fuck. He was a cool kid. He was a cool, right? He comes in one time to our distro in downtown LA, and then he seen that we're building our place. He seen that we're doing a trash, talking trash podcast, and then he was like, "Hey, fool, you doing a podcast?" I'm like, "Yeah, let me be your co-host." So I didn't think of it. I'm like, "Yeah, you know what? Run it." So we started running. We started doing it. Boom, boom, boom. Everything cool. All kinds of doors started closing for me. I'm like,
people weren't going because you were doing a podcast with him.
Yeah, they're like, fool, why you fucking with that fool? And I was like, fool, I'm like the king of hate. I told you, Raider, you either love him or you hate him. So I was like, you know what? I don't give a fuck about people hating, you know what I mean? Boom, boom. But I'm like, boom, too many, boom, boom, boom. Allegedly, he gets slapped by King Lil G. Allegedly. Bah! And he walks away, allegedly. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, shit, whatever. And then I know something really happened because he started posting that, King Lil G hits like a bitch. Whoa. I was like, oh, what the fuck? So I hit him up. Hey, what happened, fool? Oh, fool. That fool swung at me, but the security got me or whatever. The next day we had a podcast with Lalo Gone Crazy, Brazy, you know what I mean? That TikToker. Boom. So we're going to, because he's my co-host, right? So I'm on the way to do the podcast. King Lil G hits me up. The A-Fool hit me up. I'm like, all right, cool. Boom, I see my DM. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? I'm going to call him. This whole shit thing. So I was already thinking after the podcast with Lalo Gone Brazy, I'm going to ask this fool, like, hey, fool, I'm going to be like Adam 22, ask him an out of pocket question. You know what I mean? Mm. So, you know what I mean? I took a little note from your book. So I'm like, hey, boom. So I hit him up. It's like, hey, fool, check it out. Fool, the homies are asking about your pod, woo woo, because homie, woo woo. And I was like, hey, fool, what happened? And whatever, allegedly. that conversation, I'm not going to say whatever. After I hang up, boom, I'm like, damn. I started seeing some videos of this fool's gangbang. You could look him up, fool. This fool's banging on 18th Street like a J-calf, recording himself. Where the fuck you from? On an old ass fool. This fool's getting a scratch. He's like a 40-year-old guy, 50-year-old guy. You know what I mean? Like, where the fuck you from, fool? You from 18? I'm like, what? You see it, huh? That's what you're laughing.
I don't know.
He's good, dog. He seen it, fool. So this fool's like banging. I'm like, fool, why are you recording them? So I'm like, damn, this is the fool I'm working with. I got to cut ties, fool. Like, boom, whatever.
You felt like you were going to get smoked over the shit he was doing?
Not smoked, fool, but I have a good face card, fool. Mm. I did my thing in the field. I'm a real G, fool, and I've never gone out like a piece of shit, fool, and I'm not going to go out for a piece of shit. I'm not calling homie a piece of shit, but it's like you're doing some J-Cat-ass shit, dog. So when he did all that, I'm like, fool, this fool's moving. I don't move like that. So whenever I did a... I seen that OTR, Solis, they disband them. They're like, hey, fool, we have no ties with Swifty Blue. Ooh, and I was like, oh, shit. Once I seen that, fool, I called homie. I called Solis. Hey, homie, what's going on? Because out of everybody, I seen you cut ties. You cut ties. I was like, hey, it is what it is. He told me whatever. I'm like, oh, shit. And I was like, hey, fool, should I? Should I cut ties? And he goes, hey, fool, do what you got to do, fool. But, ooh, and I was like, and when I hung up, I'm like, you know what? F*** this, fool. That's what I'm saying. Hey, look. And all I said was, trash bag boys don't condone no J-Cat shit. That's it. Boom. He took offense. He's over here talking shit. F*** you, f*** your mom, f*** your kids, f*** your grandma. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go blow up your restaurants and your sushi, 17941 Hesford Street, whatever. He's talking shit. Ooh. And I'm like, whoa. This fool's acting like a big ass JK. I'm like, oh, sis. All the stories are true. So, boom. And then I've just been calling them out for a fade. I do not want no. This is between me and you, fool. It's personal, fool. It's not no hood. It's not with the ESPs. Not no all that. No San Fernando. No. It's me and you, man to man. Hand combat. I when the music video, I dropped the Chichi Blue music video. Right. At the end, I put the California laws. Which is like, if we agree, if me
mutual
and you...
Mutual combat?
Yeah, if me and you agree, and we're fighting outside, and the cops pull up, it's like, hey, if we agree to fight, we're good.
Hmm.
Like, at the end, you can see it. You know what I mean? So, but whatever, though.
Damn. So, he hasn't responded to the fight idea?
I don't think so. I don't know. I haven't seen shit, fool. He said, I seen a song that he ain't fighting. He's pulling out strap or something. I'm like, oh, fool, big ass JK. Fat fucking kid, dog.
I like Swifty. All my interactions I know with him you do, have fool. Been good.
And he talked a lot of shit about you, too.
But I will say.
Did he?
Yeah, come on.
When?
Talking Trash Podcast. You got to look at him. Mm-hmm. He was my co-host.
Swifty, I'm about to turn on you. But we did that vlog where we went to his hood.
Hey, you got bad reactions. Why are you guys punking a fucking McDonald's person?
Oh, yeah. What? That was my idea.
That was your idea? Oh!
I was like, I told him, I'm like, you should go in and get a water cup and then get soda and we'll film it.
Oh, this fucking
and then
devil,
he ends up
dog.
Getting caught. They saw him doing it.
This is my hood, fool. What the fuck? This is my hood.
I was like, if we film you doing that, it'll be funny. But then, I don't know. But either way, when we were filming that, We started it out in a restaurant, right? Yeah, yeah. That restaurant got firebombed the night that video came out. Or like the night that
what
we
do you
filmed
mean firebombed?
It. Like somebody fucking like threw a fucking, I don't know, like a Molotov cocktail or some shit. I'm pretty sure they like fucked the shit
oh,
up.
Shit. See, fool?
So
your ideas are not good.
Damn,
fool.
There's some people who don't like them. No, that was like the fact that that happened made that video even more important. It's real journalism.
Yeah, see, no.
I'm Tom Brokaw in Afghanistan,
hey,
dude.
Fool, what's up with your boy, your other fool that took the Mexican fools to immigration shit?
Oh, who, yeah. The tally?
Yeah, what's up with that, fool?
I don't know.
No, fool, I'm a border pig, fool. That was your co-host, dog.
I interviewed him one time.
No, that was your shit, dog.
I do not condone this behavior. Yeah. I wish to remain on good terms with the Raza. And the Raza. I do not want involvement with anything like that. My boy, Andrew Callahan from Channel 5, caught a felony crossing from Mexico to America.
Have you been to Hong Kong, fool?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Have I fucked two strippers there? Yes.
My best threesome was in Colombia.
Really?
My best threesome, fool. I took some 2C, fool, and I was fucking shit out of these bitches all night.
Bro, I do not want to see you on 2C. So you just be throwing up the hill-hiller all the time, huh?
Bro, what?
He's just in the pussy. Just thinking about the Fuhrer. Damn. That's crazy.
Okay, so go back to your story.
Yeah, I mean, I went there right when I moved to California. Uh-huh. I started seeing this girl. We've been seeing each other for like 2 days. She said she wants to do something crazy. She's like, you want to go to Mexico? I'm like, all right. She drives me in my car. She drives down there. We go out a couple nights in a row. But the good night, we go to the bar. We buy Coke at the bar.
You buy Coke at the bar?
They just give you like a cup, and it's got a fucking baggie of Coke in the cup.
Shout out Jober.
I couldn't believe it. We asked, what should we do? What strip club should we go to? Somebody tells us to go to Hong Kong. We go there. We're already doing hella Coke. This is 2011, if I had to guess, or 2010. And then basically, like, because this girl's hot. She ends up getting on.
She's bad. We're talking about a natural girl.
I've told the short version of the story before, but I'm going to give you the good version.
No, give me the good one. We're talking about a hot bitch. Like, is she natural or she's like BBL?
She's hot. No, she's natural. She's skinny, but she's hot. And okay. I've only been in California for like 6 months or some shit at this point.
Okay.
She gets up on stage with one of the girls. They start making out. They start just like feeling on her, pulling her dress down, sucking her titties on stage. I've been hanging out with this girl for like 2 days. I didn't even know she was like this. She pulls me up on stage. She pulls my dick out, starts sucking my dick on stage. I'm off hella coke. I can't get hard.
You can't get hard.
I cannot get hard.
Pee-pee, fool.
At
you
all.
Have a little pee-pee.
Tiny. She's sucking my limp dick on stage. The strippers licking her ass. It's a shaving cream type thing. They put shaving cream all over each other. Whatever.
It's a good one.
The song ends.
What night was this? Is this the weekend or the weekday?
Probably the weekend, yeah.
Oh, so I never been there in the weekend.
I get off stage. I realize I don't have my wallet.
Oh.
So you know what I do? I'm so pissed. I take the fucking gram out of my pocket, dump it on my hand, do the whole thing. The girl feels so bad for me that she immediately, she's on the manager, like, you got to announce that he lost his wallet, or out there announcing it, whatever. Nobody fucking turns it in, obviously. She goes, well, I need you to give me a private room and two girls right now. We go in the private room, and I'm just banging them. Apparently, my dick worked by that point.
Did you take some Viagra?
No.
Do you take Viagra?
I took a dick pill the other day for the first time.
Was it good?
It was a little too good.
Was it like a honey pack?
I got to chomp that thing in half next time. No, it wasn't a honey pack. I refused to say what brand it was.
Oh, they ought to pay, homie.
You feel me?
What's up, fool? Am I hired, fool?
I definitely think we should try you on the news and shit. We'll see how this shit does. I want to know what the people think of you. Because this is, to some people, this could be read as...
Mess on me la Nessa. That's what it is, doc.
Some of them might feel like you're on a sick one.
Yeah, and I am a sick fool. I'm the sickest fool. You think I'm on a... Hey, that's a disrespect.
Because I've watched other podcasts.
I'm a three, fool.
I've watched a bunch of other podcasts with you where it wasn't quite this energetic.
No, fool.
So I wonder what you'd be like on an average 10 a.m. episode.
Honest to God, fool, look. I came in. My boy was like, hey, don't take no more shots. Even Big Head Smokes, don't take no more shots. And I refused. I took two more. So I kind of f***ed up, fool, because, like, I was acing it. I'm like, hey, I'm going to do it.
I feel like it's been working out for you, though.
No, you know, honestly.
You're not, like, a bad drunk. You're not, like, an annoying drunk.
No, this has been fun. No, I know this is a match made in heaven, fool. I know you don't believe in God, fool, but I'm going to bring that to you, dog.
God?
No, just Jesus Christ. We love you, God. Why don't you believe in God, fool?
Just not my
why,
cup of tea.
Why? Because I already could tell, fool. We sock checked you, and you were lame, buddy.
It says lame. If the socks are tall, then it's lame.
No. If it's tall, look. Read the top.
It goes from lame to down to sick ass food. Okay. Lame is the low one. Okay. Oh, what? Is this in case you gotta put something in there?
I'm a down ass food.
Do you have the long socks so you can like hide crack rocks in them? Is that how that works?
I have my shank there, homie, because you never know when I have to.
Do you ever stab someone?
Nah, I haven't stabbed someone. If I would, I wouldn't say it.
You waiting for the opportunity?
Nah, hell no, fool.
You never been locked up?
Bitches, fool. Girls like a bag of chips. You never know what you're going to get.
What's the longest you ever been locked up for?
7 months.
How was that?
It was whack. Because even a week or a day, it's because you're over there with J-Cat and a bunch of lames.
J-Cat is like your signature word in this podcast. You said it so much.
No, straight up, fool. Because when you're busted, fool, you're like, because look, fool, you being busted, you got so much going on.
Right.
You're like the J's, you're the J-Cats of Joe Rogan's, like with that boom.
The J-Cats of Joe Rogan's.
So when you, it's like, you have so much going on. If you're busted for like an hour, you're like, I got to do this. Look, you canceled me because I was 20 minutes late.
Hour.
Hour, yeah. See, you canceled me because
I was 10 minutes late. You were an hour late.
Yeah, today you were late, dog. And you're, who did you interview before me?
After you.
After me.
I can't really remember. It was, it was 2 weeks ago. I don't remember anything.
No, today.
Oh, today.
What was that?
Today I interviewed Quan. He's a YouTuber.
Oh, cool.
And then Big 50, who's like an older black woman that has basically led a crazy ass life of crime, selling drugs. Yeah. She was a madam. She was the one serving out pussy.
Did you ever buy
pussy? One time in China.
No way. China.
And also that Mexico story, because I think the girl gave the chick like 50
bucks. Well, yeah, because look, honestly, I don't talk down on people that go to Hong Kong and do shit, because you take them to Mastro's, you take them to the movie, right. You take them to the day, you're spending money, dog. Yeah. And you might not fuck. So just going, you know?
I never became like a pussy buyer, but
you did,
I totally like respect it when I think about it now, because it's like, you could get some pussy like in a hurry and then just go home and play video games or watch documentaries or whatever. Like, that to me sounds really appealing. Like,
you're paying it for, get the fuck out of here, fool.
If I was single and I had a good like app on my phone, and because I know how it is, because like the other day my homie in Florida, he sent me a link to the like the porn star like
back page.
It's like a website where you could just like buy time with a porn star, right? And there's like a girl that me and my wife shot with, and he's just looking at the website, and he just like sends me the link to her shit, and it's like $1,000 an hour or some shit.
$1,000 an hour, the girl that you already.
Yeah, but he was just sending it to me as in like, for, LOL.
Do you pay for them? Girls that,
no, they post it and we post it. So.
Hey, you're living a dope ass life.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, you just sit down, talk and
fuck. Yeah. Take a dick pill. I only did it one time, but I think it's so funny.
That's dope, dog. All right, so squashing the beef with America.
Oh my God. Yeah, he probably don't want to squash the beef.
No, we'll do it.
We could try.
When?
I don't know. You told me. Let's see what people say when this comes out. What about your fave ex-boyfriend? You discovered him?
Yeah, I did. I
how?
Did.
Okay. And what did you do? You didn't sign him?
No, I f***ed up. I should start signing fools.
How'd you find him?
Even lefty,
and,
too.
And we're talking about the dude who was like, how'd it go?
And I turned around and
we hit him with
you interviewed him. How'd that go?
It was funny.
It was funny? It was cool?
It was very
it was short,
weird.
Though.
I think, shit, how long did it go?
Like 30 minutes.
Your ex-boyfriend, no jumper. Yeah.
Hey, fool, so look. So I seen this fool, and I seen all the fool pages posting them. And then fool's got wild posting them. And then I was like, man, I hit him up. And he answers me. I'm like, hey, fool, I'm going to fly you out.
27 minutes.
26. Yeah, see, that's the shortest. That's
522,000
Is that your
views.
Shortest interview?
No, but it's definitely
the
close.
One that guy that threw up, it was the shortest interview.
That was shorter.
Honestly, fool. Shout out that guy that threw up. Hey, shout out throw ups. Shout out, fool.
Shout out to anyone getting off Zans. Lil Dump included.
What's his name?
Lil Dump.
Lil Dump. Hey, Lil Dump, shout out, fool. Hey, on me, I'm going to show you. I'm going to send you some trash bag boys, fool. Honestly, fool, I was nervous as fuck. That's why I got drunk. And I was like, once I seen your interview, fool, you were throwing up. It made me like, all right, cool.
At least it can't go that bad.
I'm like, I can't fuck up like you, perrito. Big J. Oh, no, but anyways.
Well, I mean, you are tempting fate by getting and shit faced.
Yeah, well, nah, because I already told you the bender starts today.
So you're gonna just keep this going?
Yeah, probably like for another 72 hours.
72 hour bender?
Yeah, well,
what kind of life are you living that you can just get
rockstar fool?
Don't you have work to do?
No.
Oh, I guess it's Friday. Wait, no, it's Monday.
You see the 2.5 million on me?
I thought it was Friday for a second there. It's Monday. I mean, starting the
money
bender,
making money, dog.
Starting the bender Friday would make sense.
The right way, hey, fool. I'm a real bender brother, fool.
If
I'm
you a, start I'm a 72-hour bender on a Monday,
hey,
you are
you know
a
what?
Sick.
We should. I'm a sick ass fool. We should do a blog. Bender Brothers, fool.
I don't want to do that.
Why, fool? Because you're over here interviewing fools, throwing up, and
getting drunk is fun. Being hungover is not.
No,
worth
that's
it.
The thing.
It sucks.
Okay, well,
too much. You're all buff and shit. Your body can probably metabolize the alcohol better than mine.
No, it's just because the shirt's not that.
Oh, you wear a tight shirt.
No. What it is, we forgot your shirt because I didn't want to be late. Fool.
Is it that shirt? I'm not a rapper. I'm a trapper.
Trash bag.
Trash bag boys.
You wouldn't even wear it though, right?
I don't know.
Why you don't wear nothing, huh? Why?
I'm not a rapper. I'm a trapper. It's just not really me.
Why not?
I'm not a trapper for starters.
You know what's you? I'm a J-Cap, but I'm not a Joe Rogan.
That'll go crazy.
That'll go crazy. Hey, fool, I'm going to get 10%, dog.
You know, I just interviewed somebody with the same last name as you.
No, I didn't.
Nat Turner.
No.
The porn star.
I'm down to f*** her, fool.
Oh, your compa. Raid her.
I'm down to f*** her, fool. What's up? Who? I'm single, and this dick ain't in
your
Okay, look, this dick ain't gonna suck itself.
It could.
What?
If you learn to suck your own dick, you could probably go crazy on OnlyFans.
No, for real, it's for this dick ain't gonna suck itself, so I'm down for
it. I wish my dick was like 4 inches longer just so I could suck it and put it on OnlyFans.
How big is your dick?
Alienate the entire hip hop community. But fuck it. The gay community will love me on OF.
Hey, fool. Honest to God, fool. I seen the Zerka interview with you, fool.
Zerka?
Yeah.
You're a fan of Zerka?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
But I'm just saying, fool. That fool's a big J, too.
He's a J.
Yeah, he is a big ass J cat. Zerka, you're a J cat, fool. So, like, listen, I seen that he was pushing that you're gay, fool.
Yeah, pretty much everybody.
Why?
Gives me like a you're gay lecture at a certain point. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm not giving you a gay thing, but you just said some gay shit that you
wish
you
could. Every podcast tells me that I'm gay for like at least a couple of minutes.
So I'm going to change that.
Change the narrative.
Yeah. Hey, you're straight as
Meanwhile, I'm the one who gets hard on camera over and over and over and is able to perform.
Hey, you don't get nervous for your life.
On
when
live
I see you
stream.
Today, dog, you look like you're on one, fool. What are you on, fool? Saca la bolsita, fool.
That's stone cold sober besides this one nut off a pillow.
You nutted right now?
No, it was like a couple days ago.
Oh.
That was the only time I ever took anything.
Fool, this fool look cracked out, right? Because this fool said I'm on one, fool. Like, I'm on three, fool, but you look like you're on two.
On what? I just smoked a spliff. That's all I'm on. I drank quite a good amount of coffee because my kid was up crying and screaming until 2 in the
kids?
Morning.
You didn't have more kids?
Yeah.
Yeah?
My kid was sick last night, bruh.
Oh, shit.
Till 2 in the morning.
Honest to God, fool. What did you do?
Stayed up. Dealt with it. Gave her cough syrup and shit.
Cough syrup?
An awful lot. It's like little kid cough medicine. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck it is. It's not activist.
It's crazy how seeing a little baby like trip out. Scream. I remember when my first baby was starting swinging at me, and I'm like, damn, for relax, really.
The thing that weirds me out about my kid is how she can get sick for like 24 hours and then just be like back to normal.
It's the immune system.
What the fuck is that?
Immune system. Fool.
I'm used to getting sick for like days at a time.
Well, because you're shot out.
Well, I don't really get sick, but when I do, it's like a couple days, you know?
Do you work out, fool?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you do?
Lift weights.
Did you do the... No, did you do the...
Yeah.
yeah, you gotta do that. I'm telling you, you get swollen.
You ever hit this?
That's a new one.
That's rare.
I'm gonna add that one.
Just from the like most immature like portion of a podcast ever. Hey, but, just a variety of different jerk off positions.
But you know what though, fool? I'm unique, fool. Straight up.
Are you even allowed to aggressively jerk off on, like, make the jerk off motion, like, on YouTube? I don't know.
Honestly.
Feels like it might be an edge case.
Nah, honestly, fool, this is all Adam 22, JK.
I think like a little bit of is okay, but like we're like throwing the leg up.
Yeah, that's, but we're not doing nothing. Shit. We have clothes on. We're doing, you're chipping.
For now.
I'm over here stretching. Hey, I'm talking about stretching. This was jacking off. I'm stretching, fool. This is stretching, G.
You ever listen to like the Adam Sandler comedy CDs?
Adam Sandler's a gangster, fool.
Did you ever listen to his comedy CDs?
No, never.
They had one that was very, very influential to me as a kid where they were going around and they were playing audio for different people of men working out, and then they would ask the people if it was men working out or men having gay sex. And then it was obvious that they were working out, and the person would say, it sounds like they're working out, and then they would say, no, they're actually having gay sex or whatever.
So
no, and I think they were having gay sex, and then it was the other way around. Why? Very influential to me. Also, there was a goat on the back of a pickup truck.
The goat.
I won't get into that.
Why?
Any, like the 4% of my audience that knows what I'm talking about are going to think that what I just said was kind of funny. But everybody else is like, shut the fuck up. Let the Raza talk.
Let the Raza talk. Let me get a shot, fool.
What's your thought process? Like, where are we at on the state of the foos? The state of the foo communities? There's more foo pages than ever. There's Henny. Finish that off right now.
Right now, fool.
Right now, whole thing.
Oh, you want to finish this off? All right, look. If I
actually don't want to encourage you to do that. Because
if I finish this shit, am I hired?
I'm not gonna. No.
No. Okay. See.
I don't want it to be like
this.
Is working here is not like a drinking game.
No. But it's like you're telling me to do some JCat ass shit.
Yeah, I don't actually want you to do that. Because then you're gonna. I don't want you to drive home like that.
No, but I can't.
Drive home like this, or these your drivers?
I got the King of All Edgars. I got Pomlo Gary.
You'll King fuck of All Edgars?
Yeah, because
that's not even that aggressive of an Edgar.
No, hey, he changed it, fool. He used to have like a big ass bowl cut.
Yeah, that's an Edgar.
That's him. He just grew up. You know what I mean? But if I down that, am I hired?
I mean, no, but. Feel free to down it if you really want to.
Then I'm just going to sip on it, fool.
I'm definitely down to give you a shot. It's all about what the audience thinks of you.
The audience, fool.
Well, I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
That attitude won't go too far with that.
I'm just kidding. All right, look, I'm going to.
Let's see what you got, fool. That's a big shot. That's not a shot. That's a drink.
What is that, fool?
That's a glug.
You guys have a jober?
What's a jober? What's a Jober? J-O-B-E-R? Must be funny.
No, boy, that's like a big-ass rail, fool.
Oh. Dude, he's not going to be able to stand up to take the photo.
I'm hired. I don't give a fuck what this guy says. I'm hired. Reporting live tomorrow. Hey, what's the news? Where's the news, dog? I'm coming tomorrow, dog. Is the news tomorrow, fool? Hey, Copa, what's your name?
Donnie,
what's the news?
Tomorrow, well.
Okay, tomorrow.
10 a.m. But I mean,
I'll be here.
Is Josh here still?
I'll be here.
He's here?
Yeah.
Oh, he's at the lockout
I'll be
pod.
Here, fool.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Here we go again.
Yeah. Reporting live, Compa Raider from San Fernando. We'll be here tomorrow at 10 a.m.
I think you should go in there and confront Flacco on live.
Right now, let's go.
Let's go viral.
Let's go. We'll do this. We'll be right back, G.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. We out.